you adoration. There is none like unto thee. Have your way, O God. Let your name alone be glorified. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen. Let's put our together for our choir, our children, as they are going to their different seat. Let's appreciate them all. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Is Sister Yemi in the children's section? Okay. Sister Yemi? Okay. I don't know you're in the children's section. March is a month of empowerment to overcome. Empowerment to overcome. Put the other one there. There are two. Put the other one there. This month, every demonic force working against your destiny is stopped in Jesus' name. I expect your amen to be bigger than that. Every demonic force working against your destiny is stopped in the name of Jesus. The foul presence of negativity and destruction is removed from your life in the name of Jesus. You are anointed with fresh power to resist and overcome the work of darkness in the name of Jesus. What Christ did, you will do also. Miracles will begin to happen in your life in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough will begin to happen in your life in the name of Jesus. Dominion will begin to happen in your life in the name of Jesus. This month you will walk in divine authority and unstoppable victory. It is well with us in Jesus' name. I want to appreciate everybody. Give me this next slide. For you to follow what we'll be teaching this month, I put it there. Today, like today, we are teaching on Satan must be stopped. Satan must be stopped. Next Sunday, we are talking of resist. Dealing with the negative flies and odors. Negative flies around us, negative odor. You smell nice, you wear the best perfume. But people that are supposed to favor you are hearing foul odor. You smell nice, you went to a dinner table with on a first date, and the other person is smelling something different. Okay? Dealing with negative flies and odor. Then the third Sunday would deal with resist the devil. The Bible resists the devil, it will flee from you. And then, like mommy announced, said to me, Lord, it's not the last Saturday, it's second to the last, which is 22nd of March. Said to me, Lord, end it again, Lord. That's what we'll be praying about. End it again, Lord. And the Sunday that followed that, we'll be talking about the secret of power. Why is it that people seek power? Why does everybody want power at all cost? The secret of power. And the last Sunday, we will deal with what I do, you can do also. Not me now. What Jesus did, you can do also. Our Bible studies will be dealing with understanding your ministry. If you want to grow in ministry, you want to function in ministry, you love this church to grow, to know your place, join the Bible study this Tuesday and the third Tuesday of the month. No understanding your ministry. I intend to send a copy of it to my daughter. She needs to study it. She cannot join us. She needs to be part of that. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, there are events in life. I prepared this 2 weeks before now. But last week, I said on Tuesday morning, my brother-in-law passed away. Nobody knows the date he will die, but it's not an unexpected death. It's a death that you know it will soon go. Maybe you don't. Nobody say today, tomorrow, maybe 1 month, 2 months, 1 year. Hallelujah. I was saying to somebody, I said, the man at the pool of Bethsaida, he was there 38 years. And they were saying, when they say, why is he not in the pool? He said, I have nobody. Because his problem has been prolonged, that everybody have abandoned him. Do you understand? If you are sick for too long, family will abandon you. Will they not live their life? No, let's be real. And when you have, when your career crash, career of everybody is crashing in the family, he's sick, he's not getting better, you let him go. Huh? Or you abandon him there. Yeah. Hallelujah. But like for him, I mean, he was sick for about 2.5 to 3 years. We thank God for a good life. He's somebody who influenced me positively. And I put it on the page I put on him, how well influential he was. Hallelujah. He's the one who advised me into housing market. He's the one who spoke to me, said, no, you can get it. That one word, he said, go to HSBC. He said, the worst they can tell you is no. Hallelujah. And within the first 3 months I came into the country, they approved my mortgage. Just because somebody nudged me. You know, that I hope the word of today will nudge somebody in the name of Jesus. And yesterday morning too, my very good close friend died. You know, it was so painful, you know. My sister called me in the morning, was talking to my wife. She said, oh, I want to go and see Awe, that's my friend. I want to go and see him. I said, okay. All right. I was his best man. He married a week after my marriage. So on the 25th of February, his wedding will have been 29 too. And I was his best man. He couldn't be my best man because he was running around his own marriage. But so I was his best man. I mean, I'm possibly about 5, 6, 7 years older than him about that. Because I remember when I was working for his father, he was in Form 2. I already finished secondary school. He was in year 2. And he was born into Silver Spoon. He was already riding car in Form 2, taking his mom's car to school and back, you know. Yet if I learned to drive through him. Hallelujah. So, we talk once in a while, at least once or twice a month. And a few times I tried to correct him on one or two things. He wouldn't like the correction and all that. But I still keep maintaining them. So when I was told yesterday that a pastor, my sister, I got to their house and I saw the wife somewhere crying. I said, where is your husband? I said, he just passed away. So he got on me and I said, it's not that death is coming. One, but it's time to also get close to God. Whatever you are doing, always have at the back of your mind, death can come. The question is, if death come today, will you make heaven? That's the most important thing. Those you are struggling, well, I don't want to leave them, I don't love to leave them, they will be running away from you. It is you and your God. Because the Bible says it is appointed for a man to die. And after death, it is judgment. What will you do if you don't have Christ? Hallelujah. In that vein, I was looking at something before I start this preaching, and I want us to read this scripture. Listen, it's like when I'm talking to us, those of us that are the faithful ones in church, I will keep on talking to you. Maybe you will take my message to those who don't come. Isaiah 58, verse 13 and 14. I would love to read it in King James Version, in Message Version. If you have Message Version, help me keep it. But let me read it in King James that the church has. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath. What is Sabbath? Sunday. If you turn your foot away from Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day. What is your pleasure? Your pleasure is to worship God. The Bible says he created you for his pleasure. Hallelujah. And call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him. Not doing thy own way. Imagine that. Not doing thy own way. Not finding thy own pleasure. Not speaking thy own words. Next verse, 14. Then thou shalt delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. If I read it from Message Bible, it said, if you watch your step on the Sabbath and don't use my holy day for personal advantage, if you don't use my holy day for personal advantage, If you treat the Sabbath as a day of joy, God's only day as a celebration, if you honor him by refusing business as usual, making money running here and there, then you'll be free to enjoy God. Oh, I will make you right high and soar above it. I will make you feast on the inheritance of ancestor Jacob. Yes, God says so. Sunday is not a day to play with. I am telling you, if anybody successfully take your Sunday, your day of worship from you, he has successfully destroyed you spiritually. And when you are destroying the spirit, within short time, physical death is coming. Hallelujah. It is important as a church, you know, as we are here, to take Sabbath as holy. We call it Sunday, let's take it as holy. Punctuality, attendance, doing the right thing, let's do it the way it is. Hallelujah. The Lord will not judge us in Jesus' name. Now, my title for this month, Empowerment to Win, Empowerment to Overcome. The first is Satan must be stopped. How do we stop Satan? Well, there are some things we say in church that is easy to say. There are some prayer we say in prayer, including me, that I will lead you and everybody will be sweating on it. That does not go beyond where we have prayed it. I will listen. So I want us to have some knowledge. The easiest way to make devil powerless, the easiest way to make evil spirit powerless is to make the spirit naked. Is to make the spirit naked. Who is the most powerful woman in the world? Who is the most powerful man in the world? If we don't know the woman. Trump. If they take Trump, if they undress him to his boxer, you'll be ashamed. With all his boldness, Trump cannot say, I'm coming out naked and I'm going to address anybody. All his authority has been removed, just being naked. There's no powerful king in Africa, whether Yoruba land or Igbo land, that you will strip naked. In the moment you strip naked, you take their power off. Hallelujah. Both spirit and men are made powerless by being naked. Making Satan look small, the way we talk, or make him look so big, make no difference. What make him small, what make him powerless, is when we naked him. The Bible said Lucifer, which is Satan, it said he's an intelligent cherub. He's so intelligent, you know. And what Satan is doing is taking advantage of what he knows. Satan is taking, let's look at Ezekiel 28. Okay, don't bother to, just give me verse 14 of Ezekiel 28. He talk of it, he said, it's an anointed cherub that covers. Let me read it. He said, thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. And I've said this so, that thou was upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. So we call fire to destroy Satan. But the Bible says he's on a mountain walking to and fro within that fire, and the fire doesn't consume him. He is so embodied that fire we are calling does not embody him. Now, anointing that Satan carries provide security. In this church, I've taught you some things. I said every throne provides security for the person on the throne. During, what's the name of the former president of Nigeria, sir? Buhari. Do you know how many curses people have cursed Buhari? Did the man reduce? Instead, you see him jumping up, he's becoming younger and younger. All the courses say, Lord, since petrol have become 2,000, low, how much? Is it 15,000 per liter now in Nigeria? All the courses they have cost Tinubu as he died. How many prophecy have said he will die? Those prophets, I don't know how they are not ashamed. There's a particular one. He said he will die January 15. He shifted it to January 19. He has shifted it to February. I don't know what. And people are still listening to him. And his church is back. He will give. In fact, there was one. He said exactly 9:15 p.m. He's going to just collapse and die. That 9:15 p.m. he was in a meeting with the prime minister, the president of France. The man drinking sobo. Who was selling sobo? He was drinking ice cream. Because position, anointing covers. And that's why we all need to seek anointing. It covers. So Lucifer enjoys immunity. He is anointed because he is protected and covered by God. It was God that anointed Lucifer. Lucifer did not anoint himself. Am I talking to somebody? There are something that can happen to him. Not because of his personal effort, but because of immunity that he enjoyed. Am I talking to somebody? One of the greatest privileges of the child of God is the immunity God provides for us. One of our greatest privileges is God has given you immunity. One of the greatest privileges we have as a church is what we had, what I had from God and I spoke to you. I said to you, I'm not anointed to be a bearing pastor. What they call them? Pastor that, you know when I prayed that prayer? Not here. It was in Swaziland, pastor. In Swaziland, burying almost every weekend. They don't do their burial on weekend, on weekdays. They do it on Sunday morning. They do burial so they will drink all night. The person we are burying die of HIV, they will still be sleeping with each other. Drink all night on Sunday morning, 6 a.m., we are doing burial service. After I did burial service for 3 siblings from the same family on 3 consecutive weekends, I went into prayer. I said, Lord, this is not what I'm called to do. Am I talking to somebody? There's a privilege you enjoy. You see, Lucifer have access to the mountain of God. Look at this. It was upon the only mountain of God. I want you to have a knowledge so that you don't just do something like wishy-washy. He has access to the only mountain of God. He's communicating with my computer. Hallelujah. So this granted him certain measure of power and secret. The only reason Satan, listen, the only reason Satan did not bring God down, do we know it? He has no access to the throne of God. He only have access to around him. He doesn't have access to where God stay himself. You know, some of this knowledge is what makes some pastors in Nigeria or in U.S. to be too floating. Don't let's use the word arrogant. They float. You have to see this protocol of the secretary before you see the secretary. And when you see the secretary will send you to the protocol of the assistant pastor. When you see that one, before you see the assistant pastor, before you now see the almighty protocol. Hallelujah. I'm praying, I'm telling you. You see, the day of Abede, the church was full. My spirit was jumping. I love big church. I'm telling you, I want to pastor 10,000, 20,000. I want to pastor big churches. Huh? But listen, if I pastor 100 million members, that AUC will not change. I will still do the same thing. I still dress like this. Eh? I will still wear glasses. I'm not going to wear stethoscope. Lucifer knew three things. He understands that he is anointed. You, do you know whether you are anointed or not? He understands the immunity of anointing. The day you gave your life to Christ, you were anointed. Anointing here is not because somebody called you and say, I now pronounce you deaconess, I now pronounce you pastor. By the fact that you gave your life to Christ, you are anointed. So understand that there's immunity in your anointing. Understand that you are covered. Satan knew that he's covered. Satan knew he's covered. So that's why at times when you are doing something, he's laughing. Number three, he understands the mystery of a place. The mystery of you staying in your place. That's why I started the issue of Sunday. Are you staying in your place? Are you occupying your place? Are you giving God his own place that God can ask you to stand by his side? You see, nobody can see clearly than where I stand. Listen, where I'm standing now, I'm seeing that shop there. I know it is open. All of you here, you can't see it. But I'm seeing it because of the privilege of where I am standing. Where we stand to look determine what we see. Until you stand tall and you stand well, you do not see much. You cannot separate power from revelation. You cannot separate yourself from what you know. The limit of how far you will go is what you know. Our sister was saying, in working with Oyibo, in working with anything, it's qualification that took her there. Abby? God, one, and her qualification. She's an accountant. Some of us, if they put some figure in front of you, everything will just scatter like a Greek. No, that's the truth. And she will see the figure, she will be smiling. Hallelujah. You know, that's the major thing. During the week, I was studying something. I did it in uni. I didn't know it works. But I was studying it, superimposition. Super, when you superpose two speakers and it become amplified, when you put it to nullify each other, it cancels out the noise. And it works. And that is the principle of the headphone, that is noise cancellation. So they generate another noise to cancel the noise that is coming out. And that's why you don't hear it. But when they superpose it, it becomes a louder noise. Hallelujah. Your knowledge will tell you riches and glory come from your secret. What do you know in your secret? What knowledge you carry? Right prayer are birthed from deep understanding. Your best prayer will be birthed from your understanding of the word of God. You cannot stop Satan until you are in charge of yourself. If you cannot take a decision for yourself, how will you stop Satan? Hallelujah. If you are not in charge of your life, how will Satan not be in charge? Hallelujah. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3 to 4. I will soon be out, don't worry. 2 Corinthians 4, 3 to 4. It said, but if our gospel is hid, if we don't know what is there, if it is hidden, it is hid from them that are what? That are lost. Go to the next verse. But in whom the God of this world has blinded their mind of them which believe not, lest the light of glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of Christ, should shine upon them. So the devil has blindfolded them, that this scripture make nothing to them. Can I tell you something? I'm not saying you should not work hard. The richest people in the world are not the most hard-working people. IT people. Is there any IT people here? But okay. The richest people, they are not the most hardworking. IT people, are you people hardworking? Yeah, thank you. They work smart. They sit down there, sit down on the computer and look and do what they are doing. No result. But because they do it smart. But what they know, give them money. I was looking at this boy that is advising Trump now. Does he work hard? And he's in multi-billions of money. Why? Because of what he knows. Bill Gates, why is Bill Gates still making money to tomorrow? Because of what he knows. Those in the medical profession, the nurses that carry pan, what do you call it? Bed, pan, combo, push combo, they push the, do they have money? No! They will cry with the president, they will cry, they will start crying with the president. They will carry shit, they carry everything. Do they have money? No. But let them walk up. By the time they go to, what do you call those people who don't go to office? they call the office. Corporate. I don't know why nursing become corporate. So those who work corporate, get the money. And make decisions for those doing the hard work. Are you getting what I'm saying? You cannot deal with Satan unless you know you have enough understanding of how to deal with him. Am I talking to somebody? Those who came to punch this, my brother, don't worry. You may not hear it. One of them will die within the next 2 weeks. You may not hear it, but it will happen. They don't know that there are two security. They are too secure though. They just come. Bleep, bleep, bleep. Even if they collect the money, would they be able to spend it? No. Because the moment there's a color paint that smash on all the currency and you can't spend it. You know, there are some things you will not do with knowledge. Yeah. It's only in our Bodo country. You will attack bullion for collect money, not here. Do you follow what I'm saying? You deal with things with knowledge. Give me Ezekiel 28. I need to quickly run to Ezekiel 28, 1 and 2. Because the major issues churches are facing is knowledge. And that's why we attack pastors. We attack this, we attack that. Oh, pastor, I'm collecting money, I'm collecting this. Go and check. 28 verse 1, he said the word of the Lord came again to me saying, give me verse 2. Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyros, thus saith the Lord, because thy heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a God. I sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the seas. Yet thou art a man, and not what? And not God. Though thou set thy heart as the heart of God. God telling you will just fall. Where you sit down now, we just remove the seat. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Understand. There are people that have walked with God. People like T.L. Osborne. Even our Baba Adeboye. That man will sit down and he will just stop when he's preaching. He said, thank you. Thank you, Daddy. And what he gives is correct. Because there is a knowing between him and God. Lucifer knew what he enjoyed, and that is why he wanted to overthrow God. Some of us want to overthrow without knowing anything. But everything Lucifer did he succeed? No. But he succeeded with the whims. He took one third of the angel in heaven. So the guy is smart. If anybody had issues with me in this church, I can take one third of our member. He's smart. You understand? He's smart. So, we are not talking of me, ordinary me. But somebody went to heaven. When he knew they are going to throw him out, he began to campaign. And he took one thought. For every three angels, one followed him. For every three angels, one followed him out of heaven. Because he told them, he said, listen, what God can do, I will do. But he was telling them some of the secret they don't know. I have always said to you, I don't know why. Listen, I doubt even if my wife got it. I can never be poor. It's not possible. I'm telling you, there's something that cannot happen to me. God will make a mistake. There are levels you walk with God and you'll be able to say something confidently. If God allowed me to die now, then God is God who lost. He has invested into me, gave me a small church. I stayed there still preaching his word. I didn't say because of anything that I'm going to run. There are other things I can do. So how will God allow that to happen? It's not possible. There are things that is not happening. God knows I can't suffer it, losing a child. He knows I can't handle it. So he will never allow it to happen. There are some knowledge you carry. What do you know about God? We need to move from this, go to church, and say, I know God for myself. Since we move into this place, it has been jagga. But God said to me, it's a place of peace. So if God says it's a place of peace, I'm supposed to have been looking for another place. I'm telling you. Even the guy, those guys downstairs took advantage that because the church is looking for something. We are paying for almost 2/3 of the old bill of this building. Almost 2/3. What they needed to do, they didn't do it. Look at all those. In this place, we have to fix it ourselves. I wanted to be talking. God said, leave them, I will deal with them myself. And I shut up. Do you understand what I'm saying? Move with the knowledge of God that you know. No matter how pressurized you are about life, put learning first. Can I repeat that? No matter how the pressure of life is, let learning be number one. Children, no matter how people are making money quick, go to school first. What some of your parents are struggling with, they didn't go to school when they're supposed to. Oh, I lost school role. School role, I did school role. Sorry, everybody. I thought I'm 360. Children, go to school. If your first degree is not enough, go for master's. If master's is not, go for PhD. That knowledge will work for you one day. It will work. Don't abandon studies for the blessing, for the little money. We need it. And then when it comes to the word of God, study. The Bible says study to show yourself approved. Study. Get the scripture a day. You know, I sent prayer point out to this church. Oh, not up to 10%. Read it. Not up to 10%. You know, I will check if you read it. I mean, one day I just begin to check. Some have not checked it from eternity. Hallelujah. Certain challenges will disappear once the knowledge comes in. Let me tell you something. Precious, how many sickness are they finding disease to every treatment to every day now? Almost every day. New treatment. Quite a few. Recently, quite a few. Most cancers, they have treatment now. I mean, the more people are studying, the more they get solution. Nurses, all the nurses here, go and upgrade though. All the work you are doing, robots will start doing it too. One robot will do all your work, all the work of 10 nurses in 10 minutes, and will not sweat. That is the truth. I was struggling with something, and I was calling my teacher, Precious. And I said, why not try so sight? Why not try? I don't even type again. I just press button. 1 minute. The answer glue, 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 glue. Knowledge. 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 What you know is what will save you. Stop all this. I am this. I am that. I'm be floating. You one day so little child will just puncture your balloon. Add knowledge. All demons function through their secrets. When we say familiar spirit, what is familiar spirit? They are spirits that know everything about your family. They are the things that know all your secret. When you avail a particular spirit, you discern that spirit. When you know the secret of that secret, when you know the secret of the familiar spirit, there are words you speak, spirit will not hang around you. Isaiah 14, 12 to 14. Please just give me a few minutes, I'll be out. Isaiah 14, 12 to 14. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? See how they call him? He's son of the morning. So he's the first one that comes in the morning when God comes out. How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? Go to the next ones. For thou hast said in thy heart, and we have said, where he messed up is the pride. You have said that we are sent to heaven. I will exalt my throne above the star of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the side of the north. Some of us, we are not saying we want to sit above God, but our thinking is beyond where we should be. You know, how many of you have heard, or you have said it to me before, Daddy, you know God understand. Did I argue with you? Because God understand. And God understand how and who you are. One of the key things that make people naked is wrong fellowship. Let's run with that. What can make you naked? It's wrong fellowship. What can make everybody to know everything you keep in your cupboard? It's wrong fellowship. But okay, you just need to invite somebody, a wrong person, into your house. The next Sunday, anybody in the church will draw the architecture drawing of your design in your house. Wrong fellowship. Just as God cannot walk on earth without men, Satan cannot walk on earth without men. Satan will use men. God will use men. Okay, so when Satan doesn't want us to live in the consciousness, Satan doesn't want you to know who you are. That's the biggest thing. And that is why I'm saying you need to stop Satan. Know who you are. You are bigger than Satan. Your position in the hand of God is bigger than Satan. Why is it possible to stop Satan? Let me ask you, is it possible to stop Satan? Is it possible? Only Brother Kane's answer. Others are confused. It is. Let me tell you a few points. Number one, Satan does not have the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God has been withdrawn from Satan. Number two, he's not all-powerful. And Satan is not all-knowing. It is not all-powerful, number two. Number three, it does not have access to the realm of ultimate power of God. You have, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Number four, it's not sitting on the seat of God. So it's not powerful, you can stop him. It does not have access to the second and third heaven. He only have access to the first heaven. So you can conveniently stop Satan. What are the qualities you must have? What are the qualities you must have? Number one, you must have vision. What is the vision I'm expecting you to have this month? Is that I know I will win. Hallelujah. Only those who know that they will win are the people I'm talking to. Hallelujah. My boy was talking to me in the car. I'm doing mock. It's too stressful. I didn't want to talk. Where's Mark is stressful? Those writing thesis for a PhD. What would they talk? Those writing ACCA. What would they be saying? Daniel, how stressful is Mark? It's stressful. What make it stressful? The pressure. What is the pressure? That you want to do well, okay? You understand? Thank God at least they feel the pressure. That was it. You see the kind of laugh, daddy laugh. Hallelujah. Only God have the strength. Only those that are with the strength of God can discipline Satan. Only those who have the strength of God can discipline Satan. Listen to me as we are rounding up. Do you know in Revelation 6, the Bible recorded it that Satan killed saints? I need attention, please. When students go to school, they don't pay only school fees, they pay attention as well. Satan killed saints in Revelation 6. People who are worshiping God, Satan killed them. Do you know? Satan did not allow Elisha to finish his work. He died of sickness. Whereas his boss that he collected double portion from did not see death. Went away on a wild wind. Knowledge is more important than holiness. What you know is more than important than being holy. You know, some of you is a fake holiness. So when they are in church, they behave like altar servers. What you know is more important. What do you know about yourself? Let me, three things I want you to take note about. What do you know about yourself? What do you know about the family you came from? And what do you know about God? Three things. What do you know? If you can win, if you can't win the battle with yourself, you can't win the battle with death. Daddy is Satan. No, I didn't know how I managed to do it. I finished before my eyes open. You can't win Satan. No. Oh boy, you are drunk. I didn't know. I just was angry around those boys. Oh, I don't want to drink. It's like an evangelist that he said God sent him to go and minister to Alot's house. They didn't make him customer. They made him landlord. They just said, come, when we don't have customer and we need anybody to service us, come and do it for free. So before they know, he moved his house, he started living with them. Evangelist. Do you know yourself? Do you know God? And do you know your family background? He's like, Jimmy, you understand what I'm trying to say? Anything that is fighting them in your family, even if you are winning, don't play with it. Pastor, you understand what I'm saying, sir? Anything that fight them in your family, sir, even if you are winning now, don't joke with it. If you know everybody in your family, they will end up with two wives. There's no way. At one point, second wife will show up. Begin to discipline yourself. Set wedges around, set people will remind you where you are messing up. Hallelujah. Because devil will be watching you until you are vulnerable. Devil will wait for 20 years to study a man. Satan conquered Adam. He waited until Eve messed up. He didn't deal with Adam until they threw them out of their place. You remember I talk of anointing, your place, and what you know. Satan waited until they drove it out. Hallelujah. Any woman, if you are still married, don't get out of that marriage first. So fight the marriage. Hallelujah. The devil will celebrate you when you are out. When you are there, fight it. Especially if you study yourself and you see the pattern. Am I talking to somebody? Or you see job issues. You lose job easily. When they are about to push you out in the job, fight it. Stay there. Be mumu for them until you settle that. Or until you get another one. Am I talking to somebody? Until you know yourself. You know the family you are coming from. And you know the devil that is fighting you. You can't stop the devil. Devil is not stopped by your prayer. Devil is stopped by knowledge. I was asking myself, how manage I'm still married to this woman for 29 years? Huh? If I tell you I've been 29 years happily married, zero. I'm not about, I will be 29 happily. You see what I'm saying? This? But I know the battle that fight my family. Easily I could walk away. Easily she could walk away. Well, even when that was said, she packed her bag to go. I have had enough for this year. She needs to respect the anointing that I carry, you know. You need to respect the anointing. When anointing to talk, you, the woman, shut up. But this was when we were first married. She packed her bag, went to her sister. Our marriage was less than 1 year. When she got there, the story there told her, go back to where you are coming from. And when she came, I said, you are welcome. They said, yes, I'm no more angry with you. I said, I know. Deal with it. Deal with your Satan with knowledge. Deal with your evil with knowledge. Can I give one more example before we pray? Slow that down, please. Slow that down, boy. If finances is your problem, if money is your problem, deal with it. If money is your problem, check your father. Check your grandfather. They may be richer than where you are now, but do they sustain their riches? Am I talking to somebody? Do they sustain that? They have money, but do they sustain it? If they don't sustain it, deal with it. Deal with it with knowledge. If you have to go to class, go to class. Go to class on how to manage money. And stop blaming church for collecting your tithe. Even if you are attached to your debt is not written off. Your debt is still mounting up. Instead of putting insurance for the remaining, you are just shouting, hey, I don't pay tithe. Yeah, thank God I didn't pay this tithe. That was why I was able to pay this money. The money that God can block, that the expenses will never show up. I've been a landlord in this country since 2006. If I share my experience with other landlords and I see what they pay in bills, I can only but thank God. I am telling you, I can only but thank God. Little things, it will happen. At times, the tenant will say, we fix it this way. I will go back and say, God, thank you. Initially, I started tithing. I will tithe. The net, take away the expense. I say, no, God, not your money. Any money they pay me, I tithe gross. God, take. My first fruit, I don't discuss to anybody. I fire every money that comes first fruit. Because it is your knowledge that fights your battle. Am I talking to somebody? If you will stop Satan, you need to know yourself. Know the Satan that it is fighting you. And then know God. And be determined to fight it. Your children is misbehaving. You are shouting, you are praying. Have you checked yourself? The boy left home. At what time did you leave home? A lady was telling me, oh, this boy, I am tired of this boy. Imagine, at 17, he's sleeping over in my girlfriend's house. Is this one is going to girlfriend's house. At 17, he's sleeping. I said, as far as I know, you know I'm a bad person. My mouth is big. I said, as far as I know, because I'm a big older. We are both from Malaysia. I said, your mama has been crying over your head. At 13 that you have been visiting boyfriend's house. He said, Pastor, don't say that again now. Pastor, why are you saying that? Listen, I said, now, what I'm doing to you is, remember, you mess up yourself. Your mess will not just go without you dealing with it. You cannot erase your mistake. Then you can go to God and say, God, I know I messed up. God, I know I did what I supposed not to do. I know I went to where I supposed not to go. Oh, God, don't let my children suffer what I suffer. Am I talking to somebody? Or you think I'm too harsh? If you think I'm too harsh, before the end of the month, you won't come to church again. Because I want us to deal with the devil. Stop Satan before I stop you. Stand on your feet. I want you to pray to God and say, Lord, help me to deal with my own devil. Darling, hold on. You know your own devil. Do you know your own devil? You don't know. When I give example, you will know. Mama, do you know your own devil? You know. But do you know your own devil? I know my own devil. Does anybody want to share with? My wife used to have one stupid devil. One devil. Let me just share. My wife can drink gari early in the morning. She will add water, omi gari. She will add gari and water early in the morning. She will drink it in her. Huh? She did it in Jerusalem. That's a devil. Is it not a devil? She's supposed not to be even touching gari, but that is what she enjoys. There are some of you here who drink alcohol in the secret of your room. But you don't worry. All of you drink NSC. If we get to your cupboard, we can get NSC there. That's what chief, they are drinking NSC. He can't even drink. His head doesn't allow him. Some of you drink what they call it. This one that look like, tell me what you drink. What is it that you drink? No cook. What is the alcohol you drink? So which one is the one you drink? Which one do you drink? Is it vodka? Which one do you drink? No, that's this one with the brown bottle. I don't know the name. And which one do you drink, Pastor? No, that was one. I saw it on your table one day. Not that down here. It looked like a Mickey like that. Belize. Belize. It is your devil. You are drinking. I know you. I know you are going to die. I know, but this one I cannot drink. If I see the smell, I won't even call him. I'll call Papa. Soldier bet, he will take it out. I want you to cry to God. Lord, I know what is fighting me. Anything fighting me, Lord. Oh God, purge it out of my system today. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Whatever is fighting me, Holy Spirit, purge it out of me today. Purge it out, oh God. Every negative things I'm doing, Holy Spirit, purge it out of me today.
Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. All those seeking boyfriends, seeking girlfriends. Oh God, purge it out today. Purge it out today. Those smoking cigarettes, smoking weed. Oh God, by your mercy, purge it out. Purge it out. Purge it out. Liki protunda legodo. Lebaroto koshegegegegegegede. Ibreto koshegede. Yebeto kata. Limbroto tikundu belegede godo. Ibrekodo godo godo. Lebarada gada gada gada. Mento kato. Egedegede godo gregegegegede. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray one more prayer. Just say, Lord, reveal to me what I need to know to get to the next level. Knowledge will take you to the next level. Lord, reveal to me what I need to know to go to the next level. Just talk to God. Reveal to me, Lord, what I need to know. What I need to do to get to the next level. That course I need to do, that thing I need to listen to. Reveal it to me, Lord, to get to the next level. Just talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. In Jesus' majestic name, we pray. And Lord and our Father, we say thank you. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, as your children go, reveal to them the new knowledge that they need. Let them understand their place in you. And let devil disappear from their life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's put hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Some people cannot.